If you'd like to join in the show today, if you have any questions at all for Ryan Penny, who's with me, he is a clinical nutritionist, a personal trainer with the Wellness Brothers, and he's here to answer your questions on wellness and well-being. Good afternoon to you once again, Ryan.
Thank you, and afternoon to you.
We had a couple of questions come through from the break, and I think you wanted to just final
just
point
on
the last
Sophie's,
question.
Yeah, and I appreciate. Thank you, Sophie, for responding. What I would suggest to you again, and let me emphasize, because again, Siobhan, highlighting what you've highlighted, I am not suggesting that people 3 months after their delivery are trying to fit into their skinny jeans. I'm not suggesting that. If that's what you want, I'm not going to tell you don't do it unless, you know, it's to the detriment of your own health and the health of your little one. But really what I'm suggesting is try and live as healthily as possible. The supplement recommendation is purely because it's a food, and that I must emphasize. It is a powdered food. It is a raw organic powdered food. So when you mix that with water, basically what you're doing is you're providing your body with nutrients for a very low calorie exchange. And all that does is it just helps at so many of the levels that Sophie's describing. It is supposed to be available at the Organic Food and Cafe. It is sold out, right? But it will be, I understand, probably back early in not next week, the week after. Or in fact, it could be next week, early next week. So you can just check in with the Organic Food and Cafe, and it's available there. I'm thankful for it. Frankly, I'm thankful for it. One of the things, one of the next one was somebody who had suggested that, I hope that's helpful, Sophie. Somebody had suggested that they had a bad diet over the years, not even exercising and afraid of high cholesterol-related illness. How can they start a healthy lifestyle? Is there any way to remove the cholesterol inside my body? Well, I think this ties in well with the advice that I was suggesting a bit earlier in terms of keeping things simple. The idea with something like high cholesterol is to make sure that you make the change and you sustain that change. Mm. That's going to be key. So there are things that you can do in terms of medication and that to lower the cholesterol. I would suggest to you, however, that the best thing to do when it comes to cholesterol is reduce stress levels and reduce the amount of refined carbohydrates you eat. So sugar, sweets, cookies, cakes, chocolates, those kinds of things are the biggest cholesterol bombs, and increase your physical activity. So again, any of the advice that I'm going to give is going to sound like a broken record because it is what the body was designed to function on.
You see, this is what's interesting, and it goes back to exactly what you were saying at the beginning of the show. It seems that people are always looking for this miracle cure. Oh, we've just discovered that eating some raw berry from the Amazonian rainforest of so and so or other, blah blah blah, is the cure, is the key. So we must get hold of that, and that'll be the way to. But it, you know, and you're giving, eat healthy, exercise, and you know, and it's like, oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Exactly. It's just sort of
boring.
It's a bit boring. Absolutely. Now let me show you why. Before I finish out that one on the cholesterol, let me show you why I think people are in pursuit of, as I say, the dazzling details, the bright new superstars, is because they're not getting the results with the basics. But the reason they're not getting the results with the basics is not because the basics don't work. It's because they don't do them.
Right.
And the reason they don't do them. Because sometimes they're difficult. And there are too many nice alternatives that stand in the way of the basics. But the nice alternatives carry consequences. The cakes, the cooking, the sofa, the TV, all of those things are what come back to bite you. So when one's sitting there with the lifestyle that's producing the level of health and well-being and weight that you're not happy with, the same convenience mentality that drove the problem is looking for the solution. So if I can find a pill, if I can find that sort of thing, then I can have the best of both worlds. And the simple reality is it doesn't work like that. And that's why so many people, when they find the new thing,
you find them out, don't you?
Work, right? It's how long? How long does it take before you're taking it and you're saying, well, that thing just didn't work for me?
Yeah, probably not very long. I don't know.
Exactly. And that's why there are these trailblazers out there desperately trying to find new stuff in the hope that they can just keep this whole thing going. And it's perpetuating the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
So when I say go back to basics, rather ask me, how do I do that?
Mm.
And that is what this question is. And now let me tell you.
Mm.
Okay, in fact, I'm going to answer my own third question. If you want to make a change, right, there are three things that you need. You need something big, you need something basic, and you need something small. The big thing is a big mind. And what I mean by that is you need a big reason to change. When you're looking at your cholesterol and saying, I'd like to bring down my cholesterol, why? Why do you want to bring that down? Do you want to look at a piece of paper every 6 months to a year that says cholesterol is within normal? Or is it because you're concerned that your cholesterol is basically going to go ahead and clog an artery and you're going to drop dead from a heart attack?
So you mean it's important to actually understand what these things mean?
I think it's important.
Because there's a lot of things, cholesterol this and yes. even calories we don't understand and all these sorts of things to actually grasp what these issues or these
grasp the implications.
Yeah, right.
And the reason I say that is because, in fact, I am of the opinion that cholesterol is a poor marker for cardiovascular health risk. People can have high cholesterol and be all right. And people can have normal cholesterol and have a heart attack. And so what you realize is these things don't come in isolation. So identifying one marker to say, oh, this is the be-all and end-all, I think is missing the point. But here's why I don't necessarily discuss that on that level. Because the advice I'm going to give is going to fix all of it. It's not just going to fix the cholesterol. It's going to do all the other good things as well. So what's big? Find yourself a big reason to change. I really want to enjoy feeling better. I really don't want to live under the stress of thinking I'm going to drop dead of a heart attack. That might happen. But you don't have to tie that to the cholesterol. Find a big reason to do what you want to do to make the change. Then find a basic plan. The second thing is a basic plan. Don't come with 30 different things. Taking this medicine, taking this supplement, training 40 times a week, obviously joking, but looking at these intense, complicated plans, we don't have the time, and we don't have, funnily enough, the inclination to put them into practice. Keep it as simple as possible. When it comes to cholesterol, if you're not doing any exercise right now, start doing 10 minutes three times a week. Of what? It might be walking on the spot in your house, in your apartment, wherever you're at, right? This is where the value sometimes of, a personal trainer or even just checking out on the internet. It's not complicated. Move more. Move in a way that's safe, that you can enjoy as much as possible, because that will add to the, tendency to persist with that. But just move more. And then move or add to the moving average. And what I mean by that is if you did 10 minutes three times a week last week, do 11 minutes three times a week next week. And that ties in with the third part. What's got to be small? Make it a small goal. And that's going to shock a lot of people. No, you must have these insane goals, these goals that, my goodness, just motivate you to change. Frankly, goals do not motivate people to change, right? There's a reason. Goals take time to come. So your brain discounts future value. If you're thinking that 6 months from now or a year from now, I'm going to have this brilliant body, this perfect cholesterol and everything. When you're faced with the cheesecake tomorrow, you have every reason to go ahead and say, I don't have to worry because I've got 6 months before I can fix this.
There's a fantastic sketch. I don't know if you've ever heard of the comedian Peter Kay. He's a British comedian from the north of England. In fact, he lives just down the road from me in England. It's quite funny. He's a little bit on the large side, let's put it to say that. But he's got this fantastic sketch and he says, it's called I'll Start It on Monday.
Yes.
Obviously, in England, that's the first day of the week. Oh, and so he's like, oh, come the week. He's got really northernized. He's like, come the weekend, I'll be having my crisps and my chocolate and my thing. And then he goes, oh, I'll start Monday.
Absolutely.
And then Monday comes around and blah, blah, blah. And it's absolutely hilarious. But it's exactly the same sort of thing.
Monday's the busiest day of the week.
Yeah.
That's
everything
why I never
starts
get
on
to it.
Monday. Or Sunday here,
Exactly. And this is exactly what I'm saying. It's great to have a long-term goal. I strongly believe that. And I do think making it a big one is good. Fine. But if you don't have a goal that by come the end of the week you can start seeing achievement, I promise you this, your mind will turn you into a knot. And it will basically have every reason under the sun to say to you, eat, drink, for tomorrow we die, or eat, drink, for tomorrow is not a problem, you can fix it then.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever angle it's going to take, you will get to do what you like right now. So the bottom line is, go to the basics. I promise you, if you took a pen and paper right now and wrote down two things to eat better, two things to move better, and maybe if you chose to, in terms of supplementing, get yourself a flaxseed supplement or a krill oil or something like that, if you chose to, and you just did that, write it down. You've got your program. There's the basic program. I promise you, you don't need more than that. If it's better than what you did last week, it's good enough to get started.
Right.
And then aim by the end of the week to have stuck to that program. Let that be your goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then check at the end of the week whether you stuck to it. And then for the week to come, tweak it slightly if you need to. Or basically go ahead and apply that when you feel, no, my results have plateaued. You've gone ahead and you've done another cholesterol test and my results have improved, but not to the point where I'd like them to be or my doctor would like them to be. Well, then up the intensity of the program. Tweak it. Adjust it slowly. And that, I promise you, will be what will produce the kind of consistency and persistence that's required to produce the change you're looking for. The interesting thing about cholesterol is you can turn cholesterol around dramatically by improving your health and well-being, by how you eat and how you move and how you sleep, and reducing, as I say, stress levels, which all ties together, and you can see improvement in 4 to 6 weeks.
Amazing.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Ryan, we're going to take another quick break. I've had a message saying, this man truly makes sense. That's a nice compliment. I agree. Keep those questions coming through. We'll be back after this.